Cleaners, the Environmental Thugs, and the Certified Organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of Common Sense Gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. We're going to be having plenty of conversation today about a lot of things and open lines for you to bring in whatever subject you want to talk about in gardening, landscaping, pest control, and composting. We're going to be talking about composting and compost making quite a bit today. Had a great trip down to Houston. First of all, telephone number for you. You can jump on board here. We got open lines for you to start the day. 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Did a little book signing trip down in Houston with my friend and co-author, John Ferguson, down there. John is in the compost business. Nature's Way is his company in Houston. He's out in the north side near, way out north. And he's been in the business quite a while, doing a great job out there. And we got together to finish up this book that I've been working on for a long time called Organic Management for the Professional. We did it with Dr. Michael Amaranthus out of Oregon. And it's out, and we made three appearances there at garden centers that have gotten into organics quite a bit. I'm really proud of what's going on in Houston. I think the women of the River Oaks Garden Club have had a big hand in it. And as a matter of fact, just so I don't forget it, they have a new book out, and it is terrific. It's their new they've always done a gardening guide book from the that the Garden Center has published and put out. And it years ago was a little bitty green spiral bound book, and now it is a great big hardback book, and it's terrific. And the most terrific thing about it is that the main gardening book there in Houston is totally organic. Kind of surprised me. They were talking about it being that way. I've developed some really good friends over the years. I used to speak to the River Oaks Garden Club on a pretty regular basis to help them with their fundraising events and so forth. And they asked me one day if this wonderful facility that's part of the Houston Museum system now could go organic. Big, beautiful, formal gardens. It's the estate. It was, was the existing. It was the original estate of I'm a Hog, and there in Houston. And now it is part of the museum system, but they own it. And I told them, sure, they could do it organic. Much larger projects had been converted organic that we had been involved in, and others too. From corporate headquarters to municipal projects, golf courses, thousands of acres of farm and ranches and all kinds of things. So they instructed the curator, Bart Brechter, to go organic, and he fought it. He didn't like the idea. He thought he was like a lot of the critics and all, just he didn't know enough about it to be positive about it, and he was afraid it wouldn't work and it would end up being his responsibility. I think that's what happens with a lot of the golf course superintendents. You know, they have this uneasiness about how well it's going to work, and they worry about their jobs, and they feel like if they stick with what their peers are doing and what A&M recommends and what the other universities recommend and what the USGA recommends and all that, that there's a cushion there. If something goes wrong, that it's not their fault. They've done what everybody else is doing. And if you go organic, you have to kind of take responsibility for yourself, which, of course, we've never had a problem doing. But anyway, BioBend went organic. It's somewhere between 7 and 10 acres. I can't remember the exact size of it, but there's pictures on the website. If you've seen any of my presentations, I'm always talking about it, because it not only was successful in its organic conversion, but Bart had kept great records and proved he was the first one to do this. He proved that the organic program saves about 50% on irrigation costs on water use, And that was the first one to actually document it. And of course, Bart is one of the biggest fans of organics of anybody now. But it didn't start off that way. It started off with him opposing the idea. So that's one thing. But then there's a few other things in Houston. Some of them are totally organic, and some of them are partially organic. The ones that are totally organic are the Houston Botanical Gardens, totally organic. The zoo has gone totally organic there. The big medical school, whatever it's called there in Houston, the huge facility, I think they're organic to a degree. I need to talk to those people. I haven't talked to them in a long time. I know they've gone organic to some degree. And there's a lot of other places. Memorial Park is to a great degree. The golf course there in Memorial Park, even, and the list kind of goes on and on. So it's kind of interesting that a place like Houston, Texas, is into it as much as they are. The garden centers where we made appearances and signed books and talked to people, had some great guests come and had some terrific questions, and some of those questions had already gotten started here in Dallas on Facebook and on our website and everything. So we're going to talk about that some today if you want to jump in on that. GMOs is the subject. Cornmeal has once again come up as a major point of conversation. So talking about that's great. But where we were the first night, Friday night, we were at Wabash Antique and Feed. It's a very interesting place. It's kind of a throwback farm store, feed store kind of a place. It's a nursery. They sell all kind of gardening products and feed store and farm store kind of products. They have chickens. They have rabbits. They have all kinds of animals. They sell eggs that are free-range eggs. It's an interesting place for sure, and had a good visit there. And then yesterday we were at two places, Kingwood Gardens out north again, and then way up in Tomball, Arbor Gate. And each of those three different, tremendously different retail stores. But the main thing about all three of them is that they're all concentrating heavily. They're not 100%. Arbor Gate is the closest, but they're not even 100%. I noticed that they still had some seven in their shelves and a few products that I certainly don't approve of, but vastly dominant was the organic or the organic products and growing, and that was the big thing. Kingwood was a place that was owned by some other people, I think a couple of other owners, and a new owner bought it, and what he received when he bought it was a garden center that was almost 100% synthetic fertilizers and pest control products, and he's converted the thing over now to where it's, I'd guess, probably 80% organic, and they're having great success there. So anyway, those of you in the Houston area that are listening, we're not on a radio station there right now. That's something that we talked about a lot while we were there, and hopefully that'll happen in the near future. But you can listen online. Our shows are always streamed. All 3 hours are streamed live on dirtdoctor.com. They're also set up so you can listen to podcasts later on. It's dirtdoctor.com. Those of you who are just tuning in and don't know about the newsletter, it's something that we do normally weekly. You've probably noticed that you haven't gotten one this week, and that's because I've been involved in this trip and doing some things. I got started on it. It's going to be, I'll just tell you what it's going to be about. It's going to be about genetically modified organisms, GMOs, in the food and in some of the horticultural products that we use, and we'll try to get that out for you as soon as we can. What you might get is two newsletters this week. But anyway, it's free. Goes to a lot of people, and we get a lot of good response on it. If you haven't seen it, just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the button that says newsletter, and you can see the current one from last week and also the past newsletters. The membership area is called the Organic Club of America, and you can read about that online too and join. We'd love to have you be a member with us there too. Again, our number this morning, and the easiest time to get in is going to be here at the early part of the show. It's 866-444-3478. When we come back, we'll talk about GMOs a little bit, some of the things that have been brewing up, stewing up on Facebook, and then we'll give you our take on it and go from there. But it's a big deal. GMOs, a lot more press about it all the time, which is good. Howard Garrett, we'll talk about it right after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at BioSITechnology.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company's been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, which is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com, and you'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell quality organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. We'll go straight to the phones here, but a couple of quick things. First of all, happy St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. Forgot to mention that part of it. Also, this hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. And we've got a great-looking dog at the SPCA in Dallas for you here. Good news is, from last week, Diego was adopted, and he was great. He was a terrific-looking dog. From before that, Bella was adopted, too. So thanks, everybody, for that. Today's dog is Shadow. You can see Shadow's face. He's a good-looking guy on our website. Go to the SPCA Pet Adoption feature there on the homepage. It says here that he is a lovely, and he is, one-year-old, 48-pound, not too big, male Labrador Chow Chow mix with a absolutely gorgeous espresso-colored coat. Shadow's a social butterfly with a tremendous smile and likes to have a big kiss ready for everybody he meets. In fact, one of his favorite ways to meet people is to nuzzle his face against their necks and smack a warm kiss right on their chin or cheek. Okay, he looks great. Check him out. That's for those of you here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Wherever you are, let's help out the rescue organization. It's a great way to get a pet. Let me see what else before we go to the phone. I guess that was it. We'll catch up on a few things. In fact, Margaret's going to lead me right into what I wanted to start with anyway, so we'll just do that. Margaret from Centerville, first up this morning.
Yes,
how you doing?
Again, every Sunday morning. I want to know, it occurred to me, because I use the dried molasses, and if dried molasses, the dried material is soy, and soy is genetically modified, then how can the dried molasses be totally organic and not harmful?
It's not totally organic, and I've never said that it is. One of the things that's a problem for us, Margaret, is that there aren't any totally organic products out there. As far as looking at the ingredients that went in to make the product being totally organic originally, there's mm-hmm. nothing in that category. Now, the GMOs are a whole other issue, and so you bring up something that kind of popped up. I started talking about it last week, and some people on Facebook asked me the same question. In my next newsletter, like I mentioned, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more, but here's the facts of life about this thing. GMOs are something we really don't want to be around, as you probably already know.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem relates to the overuse of the herbicide Roundup, and it's got its own specific problems, which are gigantic. It's a horrible toxic product. It's been marketed incredibly well. People saying and still saying on the radio and on in writing and on television and everything else, that it totally goes away once it hits the soil, which is just a fraudulent statement. And so that's one issue with it. But all the GMO things will have real bad or can have real bad situations, relationships with the soil microbiology. And, of course, that's what we're trying to do is build a good microbiology. The problem is that anything you buy in the category of GMOs, you've got all the basic stuff that we use. You've got soy, corn, wheat, sugar. You know, all the things that I talk about as being tools to use are kind of in this category. And going, and there's two problems. One is the GMO situation in the soil. The other is the GMO situation as far as pets and livestock and people, and they're both issues. The only way, first of all, there's no way to avoid them. It's impossible. If you ate 100% organic food every day, which is almost impossible to do, you know, if you eat out or the only way you could do it would be to eat at home and eat your own food all the time. But people in a real world, you know, have to eat out, and they eat at other people's houses, and they travel, and they do things like that. And when that happens, you're going to get products that aren't organically grown. The genes have crossed out there so badly, starting with the corn. The corn was the first issue that came up, and they just totally lost control of the gene, and the GMO thing now is maybe even in some of the organic corn that's out there. So eating 100% organic is not a foolproof way to avoid it either. The only thing you can do is just be really careful with your diet and eat as many of the good things as you possibly can. Keep the things that are the heaviest into the GMO industry to a minimum in your diet. Wheat, corn, soy. Soy probably leads the charge, and you bring it up about the problem with the soil. The deal with soy, though, as far as a horticultural tool, is that it's really good. It's protein, and it works really well to stimulate biological activity in the soil on the one hand. On the GMO side, you know, there may be some issues. But together with all the things that we talk about, the compost, the mulches that break down properly, the entire Garrett juice mixture, which is probably something that I'll talk about more often, probably the most important thing that I recommend that helps mitigate a lot of these GMO situations. The only thing in it that probably has some GMO genes is the molasses part of it. So it's about as clean as anything you can have.
Okay. What about liquid molasses as opposed to that?
Well, any sugar has the chance of having genetically modified genes in it.
Okay.
Regular white sugar does.
Okay.
Aspartame, if you go the synthetic route, aspartame does for sure. I'm going to put it in the newsletter that I write tomorrow and talk about that. So, yeah, these things are possible, but the only solution to it is to use things that fit into the organic program, stimulate life, and neutralize all that in the soil. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, kind of long-winded. I'll be back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. 9 people are dead, 24 injured after 2 car bombs exploded in the Iraqi city of Basra today. Meanwhile, a group affiliated with al-Qaeda says it was behind the deadly attack on the Justice Ministry in downtown Baghdad last week. The non-jury trial of 2 Ohio high school football players accused of raping a 16-year-old girl is over. The juvenile court judge says a verdict could be announced as early as today. If convicted, the 17 and 16-year-old boys will be held in juvenile jail until they're 21 years old. Police say 2 people killed on Pitt Row at a California raceway north of Sacramento yesterday were authorized to be there. A car came off the track and hit them. And arguments are scheduled at the Supreme Court tomorrow in a case with voter rights implications, the court considering whether the states can force people to prove their U.S. citizenship. This is SRN News.
Are you living with pain? I was after a nasty fall. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president of Venomis, makers of the finest all-natural health supplements. Over-the-counter painkillers had me very worried about side effects. My search for a safe, natural alternative resulted in Vinopron, an amazingly effective, long-lasting pain reliever derived from hops, the same plant used to flavor beer. It's backed by 15 years of research and safety testing and contains no harmful chemicals. Please try it risk-free by calling 800-300-1014. You've got nothing to lose except your pain, guaranteed. If you suffer from joint pain, muscle aches, or backaches, and don't feel a whole lot better in 1 hour, send it back and we'll refund every penny, even the shipping. Lose your pain, not your health. Call 800-300-1014 and ask about our free trial offers. That's 800-300-1014. Or visit Vinopren.com. Vinopren.com.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Tim Duncan had 30 points and 12 rebounds as San Antonio beat Cleveland 119-113 Saturday. The Spurs increased their Western Conference lead to a game and a half over second-place Oklahoma City. Spencer Hawes had 18 points and career highs with 16 rebounds and 7 block shots to lead Philadelphia to a 98-91 victory over Indiana. Boston won their 11th straight at home, beating Charlotte 105-88. Martell Webster scored a career-high 34 points as Washington beat Phoenix 127-105. It was Portland 112, Detroit 101, Utah 90, Memphis 84. In the NHL, Chicago clobbered Dallas 8-1. Right wing Marian Hossa with 2 goals says it was one of the best games of the season for his Blackhawks.
We had really 2 strong periods and felt like, you know, we outskated the opposition and, we play strong in every element and, we can be happy with it.
The Western Conference leading Blackhawks boosted its road record to 12-1-2. This is Esser in Sports. Pittsburgh blanked the New York Rangers 3-0 to tie Montreal with 42 points atop the Eastern Conference. Penn's defenseman Tyler Kennedy says they're finding their groove.
Look at a championship team. All the lines play and all the lines do well, you know, and that's what we need. And, you know, I think we are getting a little bit of chemistry going here, and, you know, that's good to see.
Boston beat Washington 4-1. The Bruins a point behind Pittsburgh. Minnesota was a 6-4 win over Colorado. Ottawa overtime Buffalo 4-3. It was Tampa Bay 4, Carolina 1. Montreal 2-1 over New Jersey. Pair of shootout winners. Columbus won Phoenix nothing. Winnipeg 5, Toronto 4. Elsewhere, the Islanders beat Florida 4-3. St. Louis overtimed Anaheim 2-1. It was Detroit 5, Vancouver 2. Los Angeles 5-2 over San Jose. Kyle Busch held off rookie Kyle Larson at the finish to win the nationwide series race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Darrell Revis is still with the New York Jets, and he's got $1 million more to show for it. The star quarterback, the subject of trade rumors, earned a roster bonus as a result of a clause in his contract with New York. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard back, and I think Margaret is still with us. Margaret, you still there?
Yes.
I guess it sounds more complicated than it is. When we use soy products, and dry molasses is a soy product, some are and some aren't, but the main one that's on the marketplace is liquid molasses sprayed on pieces of soy hull is what it actually is. So you get a little bit of protein, you get a balance of protein and carbohydrate in the same material. It was primarily a livestock feed product for a long time, and then we started using it because of the cost and the ease and the fact that a lot of people just don't have compost, and they're not going to make compost. They either don't have the time to do it, they've got a life of doing other things, or they don't want to do it. So we have to come up with tools that'll kind of bridge the gap for the bulk of the folks out there to build biological activity. When you use dry molasses, there's a whole lot more stimulation of beneficial organisms than there is the hurt from the GMO that's in there. And the overall program, as you use compost and rock powders, and then this sugar, this is one of the sugars that we recommend. When you use all those things together, you're creating such a furious amount of biological activity on the front end of the project. There's nothing better that will help mitigate the problems that might be there from those genetically modified genes that are hanging around in that stuff. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's more good about it than there is bad.
Yes.
And right now, it's our only choice. We just don't have, if you buy an organic fertilizer, I'm trying to think of one. There's some that have alfalfa. Alfalfa has GMOs in it now.
That was my next question.
Yeah, it's simply don't have anything that's a perfect choice. The perfect choice is to make compost out of your own crops that you grew on your property. That's wonderful, and that's the ideal thing for us all to strive for and to get to, but it's just not practical in a real world for people that are out there that have been using, you know, Scotch weed and feed and other horribly toxic things that we're trying to get them away from to go organic. We have to use some of these tools that have some things in them that we really, you know, don't like that much. They're just the best choice.
Is alfalfa, it's my understanding that it's not totally affected like corn and such yet. Is there anything that one can do to object, to communicate with the alfalfa providers or such, or is...
Well, yeah, the main thing that we can all do, and it's going on and it's changing a little bit. You probably heard about the vote that they had in California in the last election.
Yes.
They voted to make it law that you had to put on the label that the product contained genetically modified stuff. You know, it seems pretty much of a no-brainer. Well, it failed. The money from the the chemical industry that's behind these GMOs. See, it's a huge, huge multi-billion dollar industry.
Right.
It's the new oil industry. Mm-hmm. And there's so much money there that's being thrown at advertising and trying to convince people that it's something good. It's going to help the starving people of the world, which is absolute nonsense. It makes food production worse. There's all kinds of evidence now that it negatively affects the unborn kids, pregnant women. It hurts pregnant women. It hurts livestock. It hurts pets. It hurts everybody. There's all kinds of negative research and data out there if people are just interested in reading it. But, again, we would like to have cleaner products, but as far as finding something right now that's perfectly clean, unless you're making it yourself, it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to go with the best we can find and stimulate the biological activity as well as we can and go from there. For people that are just getting started, the very best thing, we talked about this a lot down in Houston, the very best thing you can do to start if you want to avoid make the most dramatic step against having any of that is to buy shredded native tree trimmings. It's the best product there is, shredded native tree trimmings, and put that on as your mulch. It's going to take longer this way. That's one of the reasons we recommend the corn and the soy, the dry molasses and things like that, to speed up the process so we can have production, the first growing season. This other way, it's going to take a while for it to happen, but it will. If you use shredded native tree trimmings, this thick mulch, they break down very effectively, turn into compost, turn in and release organic acids and release trace minerals and get the biological activity where it should be, and you'll grow plants like crazy if you don't put anything out except shredded tree trimmings.
Okay.
It's going to take longer.
Is there any tree trimming material that is not okay or anything that is alive?
Well, if you bought some stuff and it came from a commercial company where they've been out there spraying toxic chemicals a lot, about the worst thing you would have in the shredded tree trimmings would be some insecticides or fungicides. You wouldn't, it'd be very unlikely to have much herbicide, because if there's much herbicide and these GMO kind of things like Roundup in the tree, the tree'd be dead. Mm-hmm. And there's a possibility, that they did that, and that killed the tree, and that's ground up and in the material. But when you use shredded tree trimmings from an arborist, from a tree care company, there's going to be living tissue. There's going to be buds and cambium and leaf tissue and things like that, at least for a percentage of that mixture. There will be carbon and wood, from the interior of the tree too, but that combination of those two things, the protein and the carbon and everything mixed together, just makes this beautiful, perfect mix that as it breaks down, it turns into the prettiest compost you can imagine.
So in the same way as using one's own of anything, one's own tree trimmings is the safest.
That's right. Always your own stuff And that's why somebody chimed in on Facebook and said, we were talking about, we'll see, what was the subject? Oh, their cornmeal. The cornmeal, whether it ought to be used or not because it had GMOs. And somebody came in and said, well, I grow my own corn and it's organic and have been for a long time, but I certainly don't use it for the soil. You know, we use it as a food and we're not going to sell it to anybody. We keep it on, you know, at our own place. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when people ask me where they can get organic poultry manure or organic manure of any kind. Those ranchers that are actually producing organic animals and organic eggs and things like that, they rarely, if ever, will allow that material to leave their property because they know how valuable it is for themselves.
I don't let my tree trimmings leave my property.
No, that's
smart. And I don't let it be burned.
That's right. So we're dealing with a tough situation, but cornmeal is a great product. It's a disease fighter. It's a soil builder. It does some incredibly wonderful things. Does it have some GMOs and some contamination that we have to think about and neutralize with our great biological activity that we're creating overall? Yeah, it does. It's not perfect, but nothing is out there right now.
Okay.
Sorry.
Including people.
That's right. And as a final statement for everybody out there, there are people. I've got some golf buddies that are cavalier as they can be. I've heard them talk about the fact that I'm overreacting about the danger of the GMOs, that there's not really any great proof. Well, there is. There's great, huge amounts of proof that it is really bad for people and animals. So when you can, buy organic food. I know that right now the supply and demand creates a situation where the organic food costs more. But if you look at all of the costs, including your health, you know, the costs are on the side of organic stuff. Just do it as much as you can. I know you can't do it all the time. I can't either. When I travel, there's no way in the world you can eat organic stuff and
no.
grass-fed meats. It's
well,
impossible.
And there's concern with the animal. The animal feed is corn across the board.
That's exactly right. Unless you're holistic and doing, you know, grass-fed and avoiding that. But even some of those people are feeding supplements that have grains in the feeds, and there some of them are being advertised as organic. And I very seriously doubt that they're completely clean of GMOs. Even
well,
the
and
stuff
they
that's
have
organic.
Been eating it long before it even became an issue. And I have, it's hit me right between the eyes recently, with my aged horses, they are dying of cancer one by one by one.
Wow, hate to hear that.
And that should be, you know, that should be looked at.
Are you feeding your horses diatomaceous earth?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
I've been doing that, and the cleanest kind.
Okay, good. Well, because that'll help pull the toxins out of the body more than anything.
I found that out, I guess, from you, I don't know how many years. Yes.
Well, hang in there, Margaret. Thanks for being our lead caller again.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
It's Ray's turn in Abilene. Hey, Ray.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, we just need some rain. I don't know how to answer the other part.
I don't know how to help you with that, but we'll keep our fingers crossed.
What I am doing, I am growing some fodder, and I had a little mold problem until your little pop-up deal come up about cornmeal juice.
Uh-huh.
And I put a cup of it and put it in a bag, put it in the water, and I sprayed it a couple of times, and I did not have any more mold problems.
Good. It's one of the great ways to use it.
The main question is when you mix this stuff up, how long will it last? I mean, a gallon, I don't use that much.
Well, it'll last a fair amount of time, Ray, but the problem with keeping it any length of time is it keeps growing biological life in the water, in the tea, and it gets clumpy and it also gets stinky. So the best thing for you to do is make up about as much as you think you need. If you have any left over, just throw it out as a fertilizer or a drench on the ground and make you a new fresh batch each time. That's my best advice. It'll keep, and you can strain out the solids just like with garret juice. If you make your own and keep it around, it'll grow right. A scientific experiment on the surface as well. And you can strain that out. It takes a little time to do, and it's still useful, and it might even be better if it stays around and ages like that. But from a convenience standpoint, it's better to make up a new fresh batch each time.
Okay, well, that's what I was kind of wondering about. But it is some great stuff, and the little pop-ups that come on my computer, I just love them things. I got a letter from Howard Garrett, you know.
Is this a Facebook, related to the Facebook page?
I don't mess around with the Facebook or any of those.
You're probably talking about the newsletter then. Yeah, we've got about 110,000 people taking the newsletter now, and I think they like the price. It's free. So, Ray, thank you. I appreciate the report.
Well, I will make up a fresh batch.
I'll talk to you later. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs. If you are a grower, farmer, rancher, landscape contractor, or homeowner who expects excellent results, convenience, and to save money, then you need to visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Once again, naturalorganicwarehouse.com. The Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you by now. Main thing to my dogs is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. The absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time are all important. Some of the Munster products have no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy cats and dogs.
If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area for your dogs and cats.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and you can jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. I wanted to do a little shout-out to a couple people I saw down in Houston on our little trip that I haven't seen for a long time, friends that I've had that have been a big part of helping convert Texas over to right thinking and in environmental ways, and especially with organics. One's Mark Bowen. Mark and I've known each other for a long time, and he's been involved in some nonprofit situations. Urban Harvest, he ran it for a while down there, and then has now gone in with John Ferguson with his operation, and they're coming up with new products and more creative things than ever because of their relationship. So it was good to see Mark again. He had his own landscape company for a while, and I guess maybe still does a little bit of that down in the Houston area. And you can find him out there at Nature's Way. The other is an architect friend of mine who had got involved in holistic management. It used to be Alan Savory's company and nonprofit. Alan from Zimbabwe came over here and started teaching ranchers primarily how to have a holistic thought model and put that to work on your business. He primarily worked with people, wildlife sanctuaries and zoos and other habitats like that, as well as ranchers. But the holistic way of thinking and running a business or your home life and everything, it works for anybody. And he's applied it to his architectural practice and been doing it for a long time and does some great energy-efficient kinds of architecture down there. Laverne Williams, if any of you in that area or in any other place interested in some architecture with a guy who gets it. He's really into it with organics. He's involved with the LEED certification stuff, water recycling, passive solar type design and all that stuff. Good guy. Anyway, I wanted to do a little shout out for them. Let's see, there was something else to catch up on here as well. We got open lines if you want to jump in here, too, at 866-444-3478. The next newsletter, hopefully I'll have it out in the next couple of days. A couple of things surprised me just a little bit of the things that are involved in this GMO deal. And one of them is aspartame. I knew aspartame was bad in general, but apparently it's genetically modified with some bacteria that makes it even worse. And we're going to kind of cover the worst foods. That's not a food. That's just something, some toxin that you ought to avoid. But what foods you ought to try to avoid the most. And in that list, and you'll see it, and we'll have some links to more information there. And if you've got any input for us to add to it, that'd be great. But the main ones are corn, soy, wheat, sugar. Sugar is an interesting one, too, because, you know, it's in a lot of things out there that you don't even realize. The worst one is the one that people are starting to talk about more and more now, which I'm glad of, is the high fructose corn syrup, which is in all the any kind of fast food out there. It's got any kind of sugar in it, all the drinks that are on the market. High fructose corn syrup is in there. And one of the things that you may have noticed, there's an ad campaign going on trying to convince people that the stuff's all right. You may have seen it on TV and you may have heard about it on radio, but you can tell when that kind of thing starts to happen that more and more people are coming on to our side. Also in the news, I brought this up last week, but I want to mention it again. Whole Foods was really a problem in this regard for a while. They actually were kind of siding on the people saying GMOs were all right. And I don't know what happened to them. I don't know who got finally through to them, but they came out with this big press release a couple of weeks ago that by, I don't know why it's going to take them this long, probably just to get the labels changed and everything, but by 2018, the labels in the Whole Foods Market stores will say whether the food has GMO, genetically modified organisms in the product, so people can at least know. It's pretty fascinating to me that it's been so hard to get that done. The election in California, I thought, was a no-brainer. I thought it passed without any trouble. But like I said earlier, the multi-billion-dollar budgets to market in favor of the GMOs, and they did a bunch of scare tactics that it was going to raise the price of food and this, that, and the other thing. It failed out there. Well, there's a new one coming up. It's in Minnesota or someplace that surprised me a little bit, but they're kind of bubbling to the surface all across the United States. People, grassroots effort to get this on ballots for the next elections, whenever they are, for people to get to vote to have this stuff on the labels. If we can just at least get that, people can see when they buy something whether it's actually got this in it or not. Well, we'll do another hour for you in a minute and talk more about gardening and other things. If you want to talk about the GMO thing or related issues, that's fine. Whatever you want to discuss. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com, and our newsletter, which you can get for free, is obtained through email by simply giving us your email address. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the little form that's on the website. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I will be back with you right after this.